the Oklahoma Ag Expo, which is put on by the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association and Oklahoma Agribusiness Retailers Association each year. We are hosting the Ag Expo this November. The dates will be November 7th through the 9th, and that will be hosted at the Embassy Suites in Norman. And registration is open. So whether you are trying to get your CCA CEUs or your Oklahoma Department of Ag certified applicator CEUs, Expo is your place. So we pride ourselves in being able to create an event that reaches a lot of different individuals in the industry. So that will start November 7th. We'll start that morning with a golf tournament. That afternoon, folks have the opportunity to register and take some fumigation courses. And then Expo and the trade show will become live that Tuesday morning, November 8th, Election Day. So that'll be an exciting day, hopefully. That will be taking place in Norman that day. So we have lots of different speakers. We've got a lot of relationships currently with Oklahoma State University, doing research with them through our organization. So we'll have Kevin Shelton with OSU coming to talk about some fumigation updates. Mike Morgan with M&M Specialty Services will be doing some presentations. Dr. Don Parker with the National Cotton Council will join us. Reagan, I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm just going to give you a couple here. Dr. Nathan Walker from OSU, professor of plant pathology, he's going to be joining us. And then we will have Megan Parker with Oklahoma Department of Ag. She's going to be our go-to girl at Expo to make sure that all of you get those CEUs that everyone is needing. So registration, like I said, is live on oklahomaag.com. We also have a golf tournament, like I said, Reagan, on that first day. They can also register for that online at oklahomaag.com. It's $125 per golfer. And then, yes, that tournament, I will add, thank you, Tammy, that golf tournament is for scholarship. So we see the importance of investing in our young people who want to invest and have a career in agriculture. So that's what those golf funds will be. And then our AGPAC, Agricultural Political Action Committee for OARA and OGFA, will be hosting a live and silent auction on that first Tuesday of Expo, November 8th. So that'll be in the evening time. You know, all of these proceeds and everything go to right back to the legislative and statewide elections coming up. So anything else on that, Tammy, on AGPAC that you would?
Our PAC supports those that are favorable to agriculture. Done a large swing a lot to the rural versus the urban areas. So we have to be responsible for educating those in the urban areas about the importance of agriculture. So this is why we do that silent auction that evening to raise funds for those.
Let's talk about those CEUs. Do people have to register to listen to the guest speakers that are during the expo, or is that two different things? When you register for guest speakers, are you also registering to get your CEUs, or how does all that work?
Yes, Reagan, that's a really great question that you bring up. So when you register at oklahomaag.com, like I said, we have these classes for our certified applicators and certified crop advisors, but we also have some folks that are just coming as an exhibitor and also just going to listen in on those. So when you do register, that is also registering you to be eligible to receive those CEUs. So Yes, we have about 400 to 500 registered so far. So we're looking forward to a really great event. Around 65 exhibitors as of right now, and we've got a loaded golf tournament. So we're super excited to bring folks together and look forward to Expo November 7th through the 9th.